Well, 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 here's Mama Bloom's brood. Well, today we find Mama and Papa Bloom driving along in their car, on their way to the hospital to see Sarah and the twins. As usual, Papa is driving. That is, he has the wheel while Mama has the situation well in hand. Listen.
Papa, Papa, what's the matter? Are you going to a fire? Look at the little hand on the dashboard. It's past number 40.
But, Mama, 40 miles an hour ain't going too fast.
For the car, it ain't. For me, it is. Is the hospital going to run away? Is Sarah or the baby's going to run away? They can't even walk yet.
I know they can't walk, but, Mama, ain't you even anxious to see them?
I am just as anxious as you are, Papa. But it ain't no reason that because there are two more people in the world that we should make it even hop again. Slow hop.
All right, Mama, all right. What good is it do me to argue? I'll go slower. But you know something? I don't understand you, Mama. You're anxious to see Sarah's babies, but when I go fast, you holler at me?
Have I got to explain all over again?
No. So you don't explain again, I'll even slow down to a crawl.
And don't talk foolish, Papa. I don't want you should go so slow that we wouldn't be getting there before the babies are grown up.
Mama, you know something?
What, Jake?
I can't wait to see them. Mama, I wonder, they look like us.
Babies is babies, Papa. They all look alike.
Well, they do not. Not Sarah's babies.
What's different about them?
What's different? There's got to be something different. They're Sarah's babies.
Papa, that's what everybody says about their own babies. They're all different. Benyetta was born, and Sarah. We thought they looked different.
Well?
But they look just like the Rabinovitz baby. Or diminishing baby. Or maybe even the Goldstein's babies. Yeah. Maybe they was a little prettier, though.
Yeah. Mama, they was very beautiful babies. Not at all did they look like the Rabinovitz baby. Sarah had hair, don't you remember?
That's right, Jake. That's right. Sarah was a very pretty baby.
Yeah. You know something? She had a very pretty mama.
Jake. You shouldn't flatten me.
Listen, Mama. I'm telling you that Sarah and Yetta was pretty babies because they had a pretty mama. Well, you know something else? The papa wasn't so bad either.
You are very good looking, Jake. Only you wore your hat too much.
Oh, Mama, you got to bring that up again. Mama, which way do I turn now?
To the right, Papa. To the left is a empty lot. I know because the other day Yetta drove into it before we knew it was there.
All right, so I shouldn't ruin the car. I'll turn to the right.
Yeah. Jake. Sydney says they got the babies in our room with a lot of other ones.
With a lot of other ones? What for? Can't we afford a private room for our own grandchildren?
Don't be foolish, Papa. That's the way they do nowadays. You got to be up to date.
And what is up to date about putting a lot of babies in one room together?
Because, Papa, because they got to be sanctuary.
Sanctuary? Oh, Mommy, you mean sanitary.
Sanitary. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'll bet even with a million babies in one room, I could tell which ones are Sarah's.
Foolish, Jack.
Why?
Would they be telling you their name? Would they be saying, Sarah is my mama?
I don't have to know their names, Mama. Shouldn't I be knowing my own flesh and bone?
Flesh and blood, Papa, not bone.
Huh? But, Mama, you always say flesh and bone.
It's just a habit, Jake. Turn right again here. Huh? The hospital's down to the end of the street.
Oh, all right.
Papa.
Yeah?
You are very happy, ain't you, Jake?
Sure, I am, Mama, ain't you?
I'm so happy, Jake, that I'm working on their reels.
Air, Mama, just plain air.
Whatever I should work on, I would still be happy, Papa. And you know something?
What, Mama?
Maybe now Sidney won't get so many crazy ideas like he used to be getting all the time.
I don't know, Mama. Even babies couldn't be changing Sidney from a crazy person into a sane man.
Well, I don't know. It did you, Papa.
What? Mama, now look, I was never crazy.
Your mama said you were.
My mama did not.
Sure she did, Jake. Maybe not in front of your back, did she say it? But she told me I should be very patient with you.
She did?
And she was right, Jake. You see, all young people is the same way. They're like a balloon that goes up in the air without weights to keep it from blowing away.
What's a balloon got to do with
That's
young people?
That's why young people is so nice. They ain't got no cares and worries.
Oh, Mama, another one
But then they get a little older and they have families. Then they know they got to settle up.
All right, so still I'm saying that not even babies is enough weights to bring Sidney down to earth when he gets a crazy idea.
I don't know about that. Papa, you're going past the hospital. You should keep your mind on the wheel. Turn in, Papa, turn in.
But I can't turn in till I find a place to turn. All right, so.
Lock the car, Papa.
Mama, we ain't stopped yet. Now lock it. I always lock it.
Jake, get out on that side.
Huh?
The last time you're trying to climb over the seat, you had to stay in the car until I could find a needle and thread.
All right, Mama, all right. Get out. There's the key.
Lock is good,
yes,
huh?
Yes, all right, Mama, all right. Fit faster than me. Lock it. So, all right, now we'll go in.
Come on, Jake, come on.
Hey, Mama, Mama, this is a big place. I bet it costs a lot of money to be sick in a place like this.
It costs a lot of money to be sick any place. Come on, Jake. You ain't a tourist that you should be standing on the sidewalk looking at the building.
All right, I'm right behind you, Mama. You want, I should walk over here.
No, we go up these stairs.
Stairs?
Yeah, come on.
Such stairs. Elevators they should have even to get to the front door.
You need the exercising, Jake.
Who needs the exercising? Always you're talking to me about exercising. Exercise. What's that?
Oi, radios they got in the hall. Don't they keep the patients awake at night?
How should I know, Mama? I ain't never been here before.
Shh, Papa, you shouldn't talk so loud.
All right. Where do they go, Mama?
It's the man behind the desk, Papa. He's the inflammation bureau. Come on.
All right.
Dr. Landon.
Oh, again.
Report to the front office, please.
I'll bet Dr. Landon will be fired for being late. Twice they called him already.
Shh, Mama, please. Forget about that. Ask the man. Go ahead.
Mister, we would like to see Mrs. Schiffbein.
Yeah, Mrs. Schiffbein and the babies.
The babies, come with it, Papa.
Whom did you wish to see, please?
Our daughter and our grandchildren. The name is Schiffbein.
Oh, yes. Mrs. Sidney Schiffbein.
That's her. They know her, Papa.
At these prices, they should know.
Mrs. Schiffbein is in room 408. Oh, the elevators are to the right.
Thank you. 408, thank you.
Thank you.
The babies were fingerprinted this
morning. What?
Fingerprinted?
Oi. What did they do already that they should be arrested?
Shh, Mama, please.
That's a very good joke.
It ain't a joke. Criminals they make out of my grandchildren before they're out of the hospital.
Mama, please, I'm sure they don't mean that.
No. The babies are fingerprinted so that we may have means of identifying them. So we don't get them mixed up.
Not to get them mixed up.
I was fooling. Come on, Papa.
Yeah, fingerprints. Fingerprints, like a jail. Is that up to date, too, Mama?
Everything is different, Jake.
Yeah, everything is different. Oh, here the elevator, Mama.
Here comes Sidney.
Hiya. Hello, Sidney. Hello.
Sidney, ain't you late getting here?
Oh, I've been here four times already today.
Oh.
I just went out to get a bite to eat. Oh, Sarah's fine. So are the kids.
All right. So we'll go up and see for ourselves.
Press the elevator button, Papa.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Landon, the front office, please.
If they don't find Dr. Landon soon, I'll go and look for him myself.
Oh, there's the elevator, boy. You'll have to open it yourself. It's automatic. Here, I'll get it.
All right. Yeah. Don't get right nervous. It's all right.
Thank you.
Mama, please.
Papa,
kicking.
Get in the back. You shouldn't stand
in front. All right. So I'm getting in the back, Mama. Yeah. All right, Sidney. No, pass the button.
Yeah, okay. Oh, gee, the kids are cute, Pa. I only saw them once. Then they took them away to fingerprint.
And they look like you, huh, Sidney?
Well, yeah, a little.
Babies look like anybody.
Oh, they do not.
Well, here we are.
All right, take it inside.
Now, Papa, you two should wait here, huh?
What? We should wait here? Mama, why should I come to the hospital to see my own daughter and my own grandchildren and then have to wait in the hall?
Papa, sometimes it is better if you're not rushing right into the room. So you and Sidney will wait here. I will call you when you should come in.
Okay, Ma.
you know something, Sidney.
Huh?
And Mama, she thinks of everything.
Yeah. Say, Pa, you want to see something cute?
Huh? Cute? What?
I know where the babies are.
You know what the baby... You do?
Yeah. But we can't let anybody see us going down that way. They're very strict about it.
Well, listen, Sidney, couldn't we sneak a little look, huh?
Sure, Pa. Now be quiet and come on this way.
All right, I'm quiet.
Oh, gee, Pa, they're the cutest kids. You'll go crazy over them.
Yeah. Sidney, where are we going?
To the room where they keep them. Here, it's just around this corner.
All right. Go ahead.
Quiet.
Yeah, all right, I'm quiet.
Sometimes there's a nurse around here.
Well, there... Ain't anybody here now?
Yeah, I know. Look, Pa, There are all the babies.
There, in a glass room. Sydney, there are yours and Sarah's babies?
Oh, wait, I'll find them. There they are, Pa. See,
No. There they are. Look, Sydney. That one, Sydney. Just like Sarah looks.
No, you're all wrong, Pa.
Who's wrong?
You. Those two there are ours. Why, the one looks just like me.
Sydney, you ain't going to stand there and tell me I shouldn't know my own grandchildren when I see them. And telling you that I couldn't miss them in a room full of a million babies.
Pa, you're not going to stand there and tell me that I don't know my own children.
Now, look, Sydney, I don't...
Shut the whole hospital down on our necks if you yell like that.
Well, you're making me mad. That baby there looks just like Sarah did when she was a little baby. She's got the same eyes. Yeah, the same kind of hair. And you're telling me I shouldn't know my own family, huh?
I'll bet you any money you're wrong. Why, anybody can see that this one here looks like me. Maybe a little like Sally, too.
Now, look, Sydney, please. If you're wanting to make a bet, I'll make one with you. Those two babies there are not yours. These here, they're yours, see?
Look, I'll take you up on that, Pa. Oh, gee, they're cute.
Now, look, you shouldn't be calling somebody else's babies cute. You should be pleased with your own.
But those aren't mine.
You couldn't tell.
Look, I could tell them a mile away. I saw them just this morning.
Oh, you saw them just this morning, huh? Just this morning. See, you're dumber than I thought. If you are seeing them just this morning, you should remember what they look like. Look, ain't they got names on the baskets?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to see, Pa. Can't get close enough to really see. This glass is in the way.
Well, ain't there some way we could get in and give a look?
Oh, gosh, no. They'd take your head off if they caught you in there. They keep the temperature just right. Everything is perfect. Well, it doesn't make any difference because I can see them from here.
Sydney, you dope. You're still looking at the wrong ones.
Well, I'm not going to argue about it anymore. I ought to know.
Sydney. To be playing hide and go stick in the halls with me. One little minute I'm leaving you alone, the next minute you're disappointed.
Disappearing,
but I'm disappointed when I don't see you. Come on. You should stand there and look at strange babies when you got some of your own.
Strange babies?
Mama, you're crazy. We're looking at Sarah's babies.
Papa, this is the time that you're crazy. Sarah's babies is in the room with her. I know because I'm just coming from there.